junge Leute brauchen Liebe. Ohne Liebe kann doch keiner leben. Nicht erst heute ist das so. Das war so auch schon vor 100 Jahren.
The VW Beetle is the quintessential symbol of the post-war economic miracle in West Germany. Soon after the end of the Second World War, the British military government ordered the Wolfsburger Motorwerke to resume production of pre-war models. The town of Wolfsburg had been founded in 1938 as the city of the Kraft durch Freude car, a reference to the Nazi regime's state-controlled leisure and vacation organization Kraft durch Freude. Hitler hoped that the creation of a large-scale car factory and booming sales for the car would make up lost ground for Germany in this era of mass motorization. After the war, the Volkswagen, as the car was now officially called, became a bestseller both in Germany and abroad. In 1951, the standard model cost 4,600 Deutschmarks, which was about 600 Deutschmarks more than the average annual wage earned by a skilled industrial worker at the time. The 1950s saw West Germany regain its feet economically, thanks to financial assistance in the shape of the Marshall Plan, the waiving of most reparations payments, and the establishment of what was called a social market economy. Production output and exports soared, while unemployment fell. The standard of living improved for a great many people. Owning a car became a status symbol. The two medallions on display here illustrate the success of the VW company. They commemorate the landmark figure of 5 million Volkswagens in 1961, and the 10 millionth Volkswagen just 4 years later. This display case also contains a number of items connected to Ludwig Erhard, widely referred to as the father of the economic miracle, due to his work as West German economics minister and then chancellor.